Episode 76 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. Welcome. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. And this is, like I said, the Walking Leader Podcast, episode 76. Wow, it's been a while, but we're back. And today I'm going to talk about today's topic is translating goals into objectives. I'm going to dive right in. See, once you have set your clearly defined laser-focused goals, you are ready to start breaking that down or breaking that goal down into measurable objectives. See, the only way you're going to get to achieving your goals is you've got to lay a plan ahead of yourself. You've got to figure out what you need, where you're going, how long is it going to take, what do you need to do, and also you have to have contingencies. See, that's where making these measurable objectives critical, essential. It's vital to making and achieving your goals. See, these measurable objectives must be completed in successive order before you can move on to the next objective. Now, I might be going a little too fast for you, but what I'm saying is you've got a goal. Say you want to do, you want to get your master's in business administration. Well, you have to first get a bachelor's. And before you get a bachelor's, well, you need a high school diploma or a GED or whatever you need to get into college. So you've got to break it down. So now you with me? So completing each objective will move you that much closer to achieving your goals. Now here's where the question, here's the question you might be asking yourself is how do I break down the goal into measurable objectives? Great question. Thanks for asking. Now you use something, or I use something called backward planning. See, I first came to learn about backward planning when I joined the United States Army. And after training, and we were assigned to our units, and we got out in the field, and we were doing things and making things happen, we would receive our operations order. For example, it was to take and control a hilltop. Then the objective would be dissected into several parts to determine, what was needed to meet that goal. The manpower, supplies, fuels, transportation, if anything, if it wasn't LPCs, leather personnel carriers, that's right, our boots, if we weren't walking. Now, working backwards, it was determined what was needed to be accomplished before even beginning to assault the hilltop. What we needed to do even before we took off, before we left our base, that we need to get everything in order, everything in line, have all of these small objectives met before we went on to accomplish our goal. Now, things like when and where we would have to be when the artillery or air support began. That way, we weren't too far back that it would just be wasted, and we weren't too close that we would put ourselves in danger. Also, when and where we would have to refuel our vehicles if there were vehicles taking us out there. And so on, things like that. We had to make plans for everything because, again, you don't want to get caught too short, and you don't want to get caught too far behind either. So, or too close or too far back. It's got to all work just as planned. Now, here's the thing about plans. They're only as good as the paper they're written on. You've got to be aware that contingencies are going to happen. Things are never going to go as planned. And that's why you have to have contingencies built into your goals and your objectives. Okay? So, see, things like if we run out of fuel because it took a little longer, it's muddy, it slowed us down, there were obstacles on the road. So that used up our fuel. So if we didn't refuel, there was a good chance that we would run out of fuel, well, as we were making the final assault, or heaven forbid, before we finished making the assault. So things would just not go as planned. And that's just the nature of the beast. So, as I said, plans don't go good. Things just get thrown out the window because, again, life happens. And the same goes for your goals. Now, if you do not have suitable and appropriate objectives that work strictly and directly towards achieving your goals, then don't bother making any goals. Because, again, if you're not planning for refueling, if you're not planning for buying books, if you're not planning for, a bus ticket to get you to school, if you're not planning for meals, those things are going to, they're going to affect achieving your goals. So set your goals, set them accordingly, and again, all the objectives below it, set them accordingly. So when you're setting your goals, figure out what it takes to achieve that goal. Then break it all down into bite-sized chunks that are mandatory to achieving that goal. If you want a master's, you're definitely going to have a bachelor's. Then get to work on the first thing, then the next thing, and so on, and so on. And before you know it, you have achieved your goal. And now you've achieved a goal. So what do you do? Well, you set yourself another goal and you repeat the entire process. Now, usually, once you've set one major goal in your life, it's all the other goals are going to be easier because now you know what it takes. However, do not be discouraged if the process takes a little longer than expected. See, as I said earlier, the plan is always better on paper than in reality once it's executed, once you're underway. Let it take its time, so long as there is progress. And by progress, I mean so long as you see things moving forward. See, it's when things have stopped moving forward that you might need to reevaluate the objective, the goal, and if necessary, you might need to create sub-objectives. Smaller, little mini bite-size objectives of the bigger objective, which is going to take you to your goal. Now, this should get things moving along. And once things start moving, you're back on track towards achieving your goal. But again, if you find that something is just not working or you can only move just so far and you've hit a brick wall, which is usually, say, in the case of getting a master's, is graduating, getting your master's, and then making sure that some other school's already accepted you for your master's degree. And it might be some time before you can get into the program. There you go in the delay. So, with that being said, remember, set your goals. Goal setting is awesome. But in order to achieve them, make absolutely certain you have appropriate size objectives to meet along the way and that each one builds on the next one. That way you're not going and jumping around and just going off in a tangent, off in different angles. And it takes that much longer to get back on track. Make sure, like I said, that each objective is appropriate and follows along and make sure that it gets you to the next objective, which will ultimately get you in almost a straight line to meeting your goals. Cool. Excuse me. Well, listen, everybody, I thank you for listening to episode 76 of the Walking Leader podcast. My name is David Guerra. I am your host. I'm also the author of The Walking Leader. And if you have any questions or comments about episode 76 or any of the other episodes, the other past 75 episodes, please let me know. You can let me know by Twitter at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra, or by email, dave@daveguerra.com. Be sure to visit the website, www.daveguerra.com. Listen, until next time, I thank you for your time. I thank you for listening. I appreciate you giving me these past couple of, almost 8 minutes. I do appreciate it. And I hope you got some value out of it. And thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.